Earth Matters, environmental news for Flashpoints. In Berkeley, I'm Amanda Bellerby. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. December 7, 2005 marked the beginning of the largest roundup of environmental and animal rights activists in U.S. history. The nationwide sweep of arrests has been dubbed Operation Backfire by the feds, but activists are calling it the Green Scare. The FBI called their operation a major hit, quote-unquote, to environmentalists and animal rights activists who engage in destruction of property as a means to defend wild lands and the lives of animals. Joining me in studio to discuss this situation is Karen Pickett. She's the director of the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters. She's a longtime Earth First activist and organizer and a great friend and ally of Flashpoints. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Hi, Amanda.
Can you begin by explaining why this is being called the Green Scare?
Well, because it's reminiscent of the Red Scare, but it's rounding up environmental activists and animal rights activists. And it's the kind of broad sweep that happened in the 50s when the Red Scare was in full swing. It includes the FBI knocking on people's doors and asking people about their friends, asking people about their organizational affiliations, asking people about what went on at meetings. The people who were caught up in this broad sweep being charged with trumped-up charges and also railroading people who were being charged with crimes through a process where their rights are minimalized with the use of grand juries when people have many fewer rights than they do in ordinary court proceedings.
So what kind of people are being swept up and what are they being charged with?
Mostly young activists from four different states, I believe, mostly in the Pacific Northwest. And they work on a range of environmental issues, animal rights issues, public lands issues, wilderness. They've been charged with property destruction. For example, there was a corral that was holding wild horses that they were rounding up that were going to be killed for dog food. There was a genetic engineering facility that was developing genetically engineered trees, which is emerging as one of the greatest threats to native forests. There was a ski development that was expanding into endangered lynx habitat. So at places like those, these activists were charged with acts of property destruction, mostly arson.
Now, Senator Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey, he's a Democrat, said that, this is his quote, "The Oklahoma City bombing killed 168 people. The attacks of 9/11 killed 3,000. Since 1993, there have been at least five fatal attacks on doctors who performed legal abortions. Eric Rudolph recently pled guilty to placing a bomb in a public area during the Olympic Games in 1996, as well as bombing a Birmingham women's clinic and a gay nightclub. All these cases involve the loss of human life. To date, not a single incident of so-called environmental terrorism has killed anyone." At least one senator is thinking clearly about this stuff, but he's up against this FBI agenda, isn't he, Karen? They were calling Judy Berry a terrorist and Earth Firsters terrorists ever since the late 80s. What is the difference between then and now?
Well, and thank goodness that we have people like Senator Lautenberg speaking back to people like Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who held a press conference when they came down with these indictments in January. They've been carrying out these arrests with a lot of hoopla. And the FBI has long had an agenda of criminalization of dissent. COINTELPRO campaigns against the American Indian Movement, the Black Panthers, as well as radical environmentalists over the years. There's a couple of differences now. One is that this is being carried out in the current culture of fear that's gripped the public in this country since September 2001. And so branding somebody a terrorist comes with a whole lot more baggage and in some ways is easier to do. And also, the FBI has the help of the corporate lobby operating in states around the country and also in Congress. Primarily, this one organization that's called the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a conservative corporate lobby funded by over 300 large corporations, that's basically ghostwriting laws for state legislatures, laws that make much more aggressive prosecution possible and basically brand acts of property destruction as terrorism.
Can you give us an example?
Well, they've actually written model legislation that has been introduced in 9 different states, these so-called eco-terrorism laws, in the last 2 years. There was a law passed at the federal level. There's an amendment to that law called the American Enterprise Terrorism Act that's being heard in committee in Congress right now.
And what is that?
The new law adds layers that could make peaceful and lawful protests terrorism, basically by branding a much broader range of activities that disrupt business, to the point that urging a consumer boycott, whistleblowers could come under this law.
Not to mention blocking a logging road.
Right.
And of course, there's the case of Jeff Lewis, also known as Free, who received a disproportionately long sentence of 23 years for burning the tires on 3 SUVs. So really, Karen Pickett, it's the politics, isn't it? It's the value system from which these actions are launched that's really on trial.
Right. This is added on to the FBI's agenda of criminalization of dissent. This is about protection of private property, and it's corporate property, make no mistake, and protection of wealth.
Now, there have been some breaking news stories. Can you talk about what's been happening in the courtroom of Judge Coffin? That's his name, Judge Coffin. Intriguingly familiar to what happened after Earth Firster Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney were bombed and framed in 1990 right here in Oakland.
There was a detention hearing last week in Eugene, and 2 young activists from Olympia, Washington, who had been in custody since February, charged with an arson back in 2001. And I have no idea whether they had anything to do with that arson, but they're young activists, and it was pure and simple property destruction, as with all of these other crimes that people are being charged with. So they've been sitting in jail since February. They were before the judge to see if they could post bail. And what the U.S. attorney was citing and arguing against bail was discussions that took place at a book club. It's not uncommon in activist circles to have the violence versus nonviolence strategy discussion and look to where the escalation takes place. And, you know, this is why we have nonviolence preps for civil disobedience actions. Mm-hmm. So it was a philosophical discussion at a book club, and that's what he used because these 2 people were present. However, when their attorney asked if there were any statements that they made that at all advocated violence, there weren't. Much less what anybody would call evidence to show that they would advocate violence. However, the judge denied bail. And what it reminded me of was back in the Judy Berry case, shortly after the bombing, when the FBI was supposed to be investigating the bombing and finding out who had planted the bomb in Judy's car, and instead they were investigating environmental activists in Northern California, they came up with this list that they call the core group suspected of being capable of violence, and it included environmental activists on the North Coast, Bill Duvall, who's a professor at Humboldt State University and is the author of the book Deep Ecology, people who worked at the Environmental Center up there, not people who had ever carried out any active violence or who had ever advocated violence.
Well, Karen Pickett, there's some stuff coming up. June 10th weekend is actually a national day of resistance, and there are events across the country. Can you tell us about the one in San Francisco and also about this American Legislative Exchange Council?
The event coming up on June 10th in San Francisco, it'll start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes until, I think, about 6 or 7 in the evening, and there's music and speakers and free vegan food, and I think it'll be a great event. I'm actually speaking at that event about the Green Scare. There's also going to be a Black Panther grand jury resister, Richard Brown, who's speaking, and several musical acts, including Acts of Sedition, Chestful of Arrows, Myth of Progress, and it's all happening at Station 40 in the Mission at 3030 B 16th Street. Right at 16th and Mission, so it's right at the BART station.
And what about this American Legislative Exchange Council?
They are having their annual meeting, in San Francisco in late July, July 19th to the 23rd. And we're actually bringing people together now to organize around that. They have a huge anti-environmental, anti-progressive agenda. Writing these eco-terrorism laws is just one very small part of their agenda. But we need to give them a good activist welcome to San Francisco. I say that with my tongue planted firmly in my cheek. It's at the Marriott in downtown San Francisco.
And where can people get hooked up to participate in that?
Well, there's an Alec Watch website that's www.alecwatch.org. There's several websites that have good information that's updated constantly. It's the www.ecoprisoners.org, the fbiwitchhunt.com. Also, Portland Indie Media has been doing constant and very in-depth good stories.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Karen Pickett, once again for bringing all this vital information to our attention here at Flashpoints. Please stay in touch with us. We want to follow this story.
I will indeed. Thanks for having me.
I saw the dozers, the death machines, tearing apart everything green. Built a platform, sat in a tree, said if you're taking her down, then you're taking down me. I saw the highways, I saw the mall, I saw the eagle, heard the clarion call. The voices of reason were talking to me, so I burned down a couple of SUVs. 23 years. 23 years. Now here I am, so long behind bars, for trying to breathe in a nation of cars. Sanity jailed and madness in power, our time it is short and now is the hour. So may you hide in the darkness, stay safe in the night, find whatever you need to stay in the fight. There's a planet at stake and that's all I see, and my thoughts will be with you until I am free. In 23 years, 23 years.